Shogun Wiz.
I was a dad to these boys, even though I didn't know mine. Could see the hate with closed eyes, spit facts, never told lies. I was a dad to these boys, even though I didn't know mine. Could see the hate with closed eyes, spit facts, never told lies. I was a dad to these boys.
Shogun Wiz.
I was a dad to these boys, even though I didn't know mine. Could see the hate with closed eyes, spit facts, never told lies. Fall back like a trust catch, better watch who you touch next. Cause if it's someone I know, I'll leave you upset. I'll leave the floor wet, then mop it up. Ain't nobody stopping us, pockets fat, hippopotamus. Your pocket watching, binoculars, when I touch shit, a shock occurs. If you wanna smoke with me, go ask the doctor first. Better look.
Shogun Wiz in the building. How y'all doing, man, out there? You know what time it is. We are getting this money.
Absolutely. Like I says, this episode is it's a different one. You know what I mean? Like I says, this individual here is very, very well-diverse in music. You know what I mean? Friendships. You know what I mean? He's a great builder. You know what I mean? He's just a unique individual.
Appreciate that shit, man. Appreciate it.
So where are you from, man?
From Buffalo, New York. Grew up, born and raised in the West Side. But I wouldn't say I'm particularly from the West Side because I lived everywhere in Buffalo. I lived North Buffalo, South Buffalo, East Side, so everywhere. I'd say I'm just from Buffalo, just overall in general.
Okay. You know, like I says, we try to dive into people's life stories, you know what I mean, to share their successful stories, you know what I mean, as well as, you know, what their trials and tribulations went through. You know what I mean? Not everything is perfect in life. You know, we all have our setbacks, and that's the real warriors are the ones that pick themselves up and keep going, you know, such as yourself, you know, through any obstacle that gets tossed at you.
Definitely, I agree with you. I agree with you, definitely, 100%.
So what was your childhood like? You know what I mean?
Well, growing up is me and my sister, and my mom is just a single mom. She had to work, like, two jobs, and we used to live on that, I don't know if you guys ever been on Niagara Street. They got a laundromat right across the street from Niagara Cafe. We used to live inside there, like, when it was open all day. I think there was like 24 hours back then, and we used to damn near stay in there. And then she got a job as a dental assistant. From there, she had that dental assistant in McDonald's, and from there she got her own spot and worked her way up all the way from buying a house. And with that, doing that, that inspired me to do better. Seeing her do that by herself wanted to make me be a better person, better father, you know what I mean? Like, going through eating like unnamed brand shit to, like, now having the money to buy that for my kid and buy that shit for myself, it feels good, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, so basically, you know what I mean? You coming from a single parent home, right?
Yeah, yep.
Would you say that created a lot of, you know what I mean, diversity within yourself or in, you know, the way you looked at things or how?
Well, yeah, like a lot of things you'd feel like you needed a father to guide you. You got to teach yourself, like, because a mom can't teach you certain things, you know what I mean? Like, you got to teach yourself how to not get bullied, because your mom could tell you, oh, she's going to tell you, turn the other cheek. Because you get suspended and you get sent home, I got to call it for work and whooping your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to just kind of bite shit growing up, like, damn, because whether I'm right or wrong, I'm still getting suspended. I'm getting sent home, getting my ass whooped. So I might have to take a couple smacks real quick and then still go home, get my ass whooped anyway. You know what I mean? Just regardless. It's like, I don't know. It's just growing up different, like being in the projects and the Mariner homes, and then moving from there to her own spot where she owns is just eye opening. Just seeing her do that makes me want to do some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So where'd you go to school at?
I went to school at Campus West, School 18. I graduated from Lafayette, Lafayette High School.
Did you have a lot of problems, like, because you had to show yourself, so you see
No, you definitely had problems, just based off the, like, you not having the right gear. So, like, now that I got money, I kind of, like, my priorities are fucked up because I kind of spent a lot of money on looking nice because I ain't have shit growing up, and I used to have to worry about getting picked on and worry about what I'm going to wear the next day because, you motherfucker, you got a dingy shirt on or your shirt past your elbows, it's a wrap. They gunning you. You got motherfucking your cousin's hand-me-downs, and they know you got hand-me-downs. They gunning you. You got the new Jordans that came out on Saturday. They gunning you. You can't focus on learning and focus on getting your extracurricular. Yeah, getting that right. So, like, if you focus on what I'm going to wear the next day at school and you can't get your mind right, that's why I make sure my daughter has the nicest fits, even though she don't take care of shit. I make sure she got the nice fits so she don't have to worry about shit I had to worry about growing up. She could focus on her schoolwork, shit like that, because that it leads on to you getting picked on and you getting in a fight. Then you get suspended, then you getting your ass whipped. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was hard growing up not having the best things. You know what I mean? Like, but you now I grew up humble, and you got to just appreciate what you can get. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about brand shit. I'll eat unbranded Heinz ketchup. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from where I came from, so I'm gonna always be like that. I'll be humble, stay humble. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about eating lobster, none of that. I'll take me to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So when did you really start getting into music?
Well, my mom's, she's big on like old school shit, like KRS-One, Rakim, you know what I mean? Like
back in the day stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what's the scenario? You know what I mean? Like old school Busta Rhymes, Missy Elliott, Wu-Tang Clan, all of them, bro. Like, so her like putting me onto that type of music, that's all I ever knew, because that's all she played. That's all she grew up on, so that's all I embraced, and now I, even to this day, I'll still rather listen to that than some of the newer stuff. I'll give that shit a shot, because you got to be versatile, but for the most part, I grew up on doing that. So, like, that evolved from me doing that to having fun freestyling with my boys, who actually, they took it serious, and me, I was just kind of the hype man and freestyled. We just get high, freestyle. Then it turned to, I moved to Canada. After I moved to Canada, I had a contact with one of my boys that does music in Buffalo. And I was like, yo, bro, you're talented, bro. I was like, I'm willing to move, when I move back, to put my money, invest into a brand, you know what I mean? Rough Buff Entertainment, and, you know what I mean? I'll be your hype man. I'll be your, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be the West Side Gun in the group, you know what I mean? I'm gonna pay for advertising, I'm gonna get this shit going, bro. He's like, let's do it. I moved back to Buffalo. I go in, we make a track, pay for the video, get the shit booming. I get a lot of compliments, a lot of motivation. And, oh, yo, bro, you got a nice voice for it, man. You should keep going. Like your flow, this, that, and the third, just keeps me motivated, keeps me wanting to take it more serious. Now, seriously, I've been doing it for a year and a half, and I see a lot of growth from my old music to now, and a lot of feedback I get back from the community keeps me pushing, keeps me motivated to keep doing this shit 20 times harder than I did last year. Spending 10 grand last year on music videos and shit wasn't nothing compared to what I'm going to go on this year. You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy.
Absolutely. So did you have any struggles growing up, you know, that would... that left you in a fucked up position or anything? Or yeah. Even a humbling experience, you know what I mean?
Like,
did you ever get in trouble or anything?
You talking about, like serious time type shit?
Yeah.
Nah, honestly, bro, like, I've been caught with, like, misdemeanor shit, like, slaps on the wrist for, like, marijuana charges and shit like that, but nothing too crazy, because I've learned from other people's mistakes to not touch harder drugs because it's a bigger risk. So, like, you can't spend your money in jail. So I figure, let me just fuck with the weed, because it wasn't that... weed was still illegal at the time, but it wasn't that bad. They weren't looking for people selling weed. They're looking for people selling crack and all that shit. So I wasn't worried about it. I'm like, I'm just gonna... I only fucked with the weed like that. So I just made my bread off selling pounds and started from fucking... from me taking a dime bag, a fat-ass Nick dime bag, and splitting that shit up at the house, making two separate Nicks, and going to the corner selling that bitch and going and do that same shit, so I get a quarter, then et cetera. You know what I mean? So I get me a nice little zip. Boom. You know what I mean? And
you got your own brand now, don't you?
Yeah. Rough Buff Entertainment. That's my, it's not a record label. It's more of like a, you know, we're supposed to have like models, you know, like videographers and all that stuff. Like, I have a producer, I have an artist, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that we network and branch out to, shit like that.
Nice. So what would you say in life success means to you?
Success means to me is knowing that all my family and friends are right. Like, first thing I would ever do if I had ever hit a big bag is I'm paying off my mom's house, making sure that shit's fully paid off. Next thing I'm doing is buying all my uncles and aunts, their houses. My grandma, her house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if... I wouldn't say materialistic shit like that is success to me, but I just feel like seeing everyone at ease and not having to worry about stuff is success to me. Seeing my daughter not having to worry about the next thing the next day is success to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone feeling like they have no worries to move forward in the future is success to me.
I noticed you've brought up your daughter on a few occasions. You know, I see... you know, what is your family, and what is, like, how do you all intermix it, and what is it actually, what do you understand of that?
Well, family and the music is it's different. It's like oil and water. Sometimes it doesn't mix, but you gotta try to learn to balance out the both and make sure that you give your daughter enough attention, your wife enough attention, and also your family members enough attention and balance out doing the music too. Because if not, then it's not going to mix right. You know what I mean? So I've learned to try to cope with being able to do that and balance out the two of the being able to be there as a father and a husband and also as a musician, as an artist for people that want to hear certain things that I have to, you know what I mean? I got to bring to the table. I got to speak on, you know what I mean?
So like I said, what drives you to do better besides your daughter?
I keep doing what I'm doing because I'm trying to leave my intentions was first when I did music was to leave a legacy for when I'm dead and gone. I have music and multiple portfolios of shit that I can have my kid and her kids listen to and their kids listen to and be like, hey, that was my great-great-granddad, and he used to kill that shit on the mic, you know what I mean? Like, he made good-ass music, you know what I'm saying? That was really my main goal. It wasn't about to be famous. It still isn't about to be famous. It's about to still do that, to leave my mark on earth. Because when I'm dead and gone, I'm gone, but you'll still be able to hear me. You see what I'm saying?
Would you consider yourself a leader or a follower?
Oh, definitely a leader, bro. That hence the name Shogun. Shogun is a Japanese term for Shogun. That's a Japanese word for a leader and ruler. And that's what I consider myself. I don't like to follow anybody's footsteps. I like to lead my own and be a trendsetter for sure. You know what I mean?
So that's where your name originated from?
Yeah, it's a Japanese word for leader, ruler.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
Shogun.
So learned something new today?
Yeah, in my eyes, like, if you're a leader, bro, you're Shogun Keith, you know what I mean? He's Shogun and Matey, you know what I mean? To me, if you guys are leaders, you guys are also Shoguns, you know what I mean, in my eyes.
I like that, you know what I mean? Not a lot of people got meaning behind their names or whatever, you know. Oh, he's just causes, you know what I mean?
Nah, yeah, definitely. It's definitely, definitely a meaning. I like the Japanese culture. I'm not real big on anime like that. I'm not a big weeb or none of that, but I definitely like the Japanese culture, the honor, the respect, the loyalty, and shit like that. So I just like to go by their code too and bring it to my life. You know what I mean?
Now, when you sing, I know you. We've had some talks before. You know what I mean? You really don't release a lot of your stuff. You know what I mean? But sometimes those are the deepest things. You know what I mean? Your one song that stuck out to me is the one we was just listening to. That shit was
Mary Jane. Yeah. My boy and I, Zion the Lion from Nigeria, man. He killed that shit, man. You guys got to tune into that. That's dropping on Ultra Shogun Wiz. That should be dropping on 420. And I got a nice little project coming.
How did you cross paths with him? Is he from out here?
He just moved to Buffalo. So he's from Nigeria. He just moved to Buffalo not too long ago. I don't really know too much about him. I just met him at the 716 Awards. I had a performance there. And he performed like how I perform. Like, a lot of people perform with their lyrics on their songs.
Yeah.
And I don't like to do that. I like to perform with just like the ad-libs in the background and shit like that. Like, I call it a performance track. And he also did the same shit. So we just messed after we were in the backstage and shit. We're talking and shit. I'm like, yo, I seen him perform. He had it turned up. I went out right after him. He had me amped, so I turned up on him. You know what I mean?
That's how it is. That's a domino
effect. Yeah, hell yeah, man. So I was like, it was an honor to come in right after you. You know what I mean? So I was like, exchange numbers and we made two good ass hits, man.
That's pretty cool that how they do that, the Buffalo Awards. That you performed there?
Yeah. I was nominated. We were all nominated for like at least like 4 or 5 categories. We didn't win nothing but shit. They still noticed us.
It's not about winning. Year and a half. Like I said, that's trendsetting right there. You know what I mean? That's something new to this area. Buffalo's on the rise with the music industry. Yeah, a lot of people fail to realize. You know what I mean? Look at your music. You know what I mean? You're in the next thing coming up. You know?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that shit. It's that type of shit people tell me to keep me pushing, keep me motivated, bro. Because I wouldn't even take it as serious as I do now if it wasn't for, like, I could say I got fans, you know what I mean? Like, it feels awesome to get an inbox like, yo, bro, your music keeps me going. It's like, that keeps me going. Did you message me that? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, that shit touches me, bro. Like, yeah. They don't understand that. Like, I would never thought I'd get a message like that ever. You know what I mean? Like, I love music, man. You know what I mean? It's in my blood. It's in my veins, bro.
Last year, you know what I mean? You got into share the same stage as some big names.
Oh, man, that was an honor. That was probably the biggest performance I've ever had, honestly.
You killed it, bro.
Appreciate that shit, man. Like, I had to, bro. I was like, just for you, man. I was like, man, to give me the platform to do that and then to share the same stage with these legends, bro, I'm like, I got to go in there and show my ass. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck up. And maybe, like, I'm cutting the beat. Be ready. I'm like, man, I'm born ready, man. Cut the beat, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it was dope, bro. It was a nice experience, man. Like, oh, man, I'm telling you, it was awesome, bro.
Nice. You definitely did your thing up there, bro. That boy, he 80. He's nice though. I ain't gonna lie. I like. You know what I mean?
That's a real DJ. You know what I mean?
But that his beat was in the beginning of this.
He ain't just playing a shit that just keeps playing. That's a real DJ. Shout out to M80, man.
So, you don't have a really big crowd or that you like to surround yourself with. You know what I mean? You seem like a real humble individual. You know what I mean? Are you real decisive of what you, who you allow around you?
Well, I'm more of a based off. I judge you off of my perspective. You know what I mean? I don't like the he say, she say, like, oh, he don't fuck with him because of this. Like, I'm going to judge you off of you, and I'm not going to cut someone off because they don't fuck with you or vice versa. They'd have to personally do something to me or, you know what I mean? Like, for me to be like, okay, I can't fuck with this person. But I'm more of a, like, I got to judge you based off of your presence. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just judge you off of what I hear about you type shit.
Absolutely.
I expect the same from other people to me. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people in this world that, you know what I mean? Just got to keep your eyes and ears open, bro.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely know, like, warnings, though, like, and you know what I mean? Like, and who to stay from, away from. And when you get those warnings and you got someone close you want to say that to, you got to let them know, too, to stay away from, you know what I mean? Give them a warning.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's a friend. They're disguised as snakes, you know what I mean?
Now, you had some clothing dropping, too, right? You had that nice icy chain right there. And
Yeah, I just dropped a project called Trap Links. It's more of like, it's out of my element type shit. It's like more of a trap type shit. So like, I basically rap it like how I would on a boom bap song, but on a trap song, you know what I mean? Still with the bars, got the crazy ass beats. It goes crazy. I got a lot of crazy features on there. K-Pistol, Glooski, and so on and so forth, man. It goes crazy, man. You guys got to tap into that. And I got some merch with that. It's got got my chain logo on the front, whatever. It's pretty dope, man. You guys got to check it out. Track list in the back and shit.
You do a lot of, you do about, a song a day, you said?
Yeah, damn near. At least try to do a song a day, whether it's, I feel like it's good enough or not, at least try to do a song a day.
How does that develop you as a musician? Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't take you away from your other duties as?
No, I mean, like, a song a day, like, rushed, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I was explaining to you about the one song I said it's taking me a week. It's like that beat was talking to me more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm putting more thought process into because on that type of beat, you got to talk your shit. You can't just go on there and just freestyle some shit. But okay, boom, I made a song. That's really just for me just to exercise the brain and keep my brain flowing. Because if you take a long enough break from not doing that shit, then you just get a little rusty. So I just try to stay on top of it.
What's the biggest thing that you would glamorize of what you would like to do back, give back to your city where you came from, you know what I mean, when you get successful? Like, really, like, boom, yo, this is what it is.
Oh, man, like, definitely probably have to gear up everybody, man. Like, have everybody fly as hell so that way, like I said, they have to go through what I had to go through, you know what I mean? Because that's the only thing I feel like. I don't know if it's still like that in schools, but I know kids are vicious, man. And if they're feeling like they're not smarter than you, they're going to come for you, and you're going to come at your gear. They're going to come for your glasses. They're going to come at you just because they need to bring themselves up because they're what they're going through in life. You know what I mean?
It's crazy about the violence that we have in today's world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially starting from young generation. These kids, you know what I mean? They see, they get misconstrued, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I just hope my daughter ain't got to go through none of that. I don't know what she's going, seeing or hearing in class, but I just hope it ain't no bad shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hope it's just rainbows and a unicorn. You know what I mean?
That's the only things that we can wish for, you know?
Yeah, man.
What's your biggest feature that you have with a collaboration? Who's like,
I would say it'd be like El Camino or Jay Skies. That's okay. Probably like my two biggest features I have.
Nice. How was that?
Oh, man, it was dope. Jay Skies was a crazy experience, man. Like, shout out to Jay Skies, man. That was probably like the best money's worth feature. It didn't even feel like it was like a feature, bro. Like, he rapped on my shit like it was his song. You know what I mean? He didn't just give me a paid for verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people would just, oh, I don't really want to do a song with this guy, so I'm just going to spit some whatever on here, some 16, some bullshit, and get my bread and hop on my mouth and shit. You know what I mean? No promotion on. He shared my shit a bunch of times. Like, that's really what I want to pay for when I'm paying for the feature. I'm not just want to pay for the verse. I also want you to pay for some of your fans to see my shit. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm hoping that you would share my shit a handful of times at least. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what but honestly, like I said, he right there on the spot, we listened to like at least 23 songs, and he sat there listening through everything where he fucked with it. He was supposed to charge me a certain price, and he ended up charging me half price. Said, just for love, bro, because I fuck with your music heavy. I like your drive. I said, bro, that was love. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, man. So shout out to Jay Skies, man. One of the dopest features I got out right now is Even the Score for my first project. Not my first project, my second one, Gifted. Out on all platforms, man. Tap the fuck in. You know what the fuck it is.
You also just got a collaboration, too, with, you know, some cannabis, right?
Yeah. Finger Lakes Premium Cannabis. He's got a couple strains out and shit. He got Sushi Shogun Sushi coming out, Sour Shogun Sherbet out right now, Katana Kush. We got Orange Katana Kush coming out. What was the other one? Dosi Dojo. Those pretty good, pretty good damn strains, man. Tap in with Finger Lakes Premium Cannabis.
Nice, nice. A lot of your music revolves around that, you know, and it gravitates towards me a little bit, you know what I mean? Because that's relaxation, you know what I mean? That's the vibe, you know what I mean? The cannabis is medicine.
Nah, definitely. I've ever known was weed, you know what I mean? I love weed. I love, you know what I mean? You just get you in that vibe, creative zone. You just be relaxing. I've been to so many weed bars, bro, and not seen one fight.
You
never see a fight or argument in a weed bar. Who's going to argue when they're high?
Who's ordering the food next?
Yeah, bro, everyone's chilling, you know what I mean? Like, that's like that type of shit. I love being around that environment. Like, I've been to bars where people step on your shoes and they want to fight and all kind of crazy shit. But weed, man, weed's where it's at, man. That's why I was happy to do a little collab with him and come out with some strains and some pre-rolls. And I even got syrup and shit, too, THC syrup. It's got the strawberry, pineapple, grape, watermelon. It's all nice, strong flavors, man. It's dope.
Nice, nice. Consume responsibly.
Yes, consume responsibly. Don't drink
that syrup stuff. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that will get a hold of you. What is this year have looking forward?
Well, my producer's got a project coming out, LFC, Live Forever Chris. I got a project called Ultra Shogun Wiz coming out. Be on the lookout for that. It's going to be crazy. Shit, I got another project called Throwback Thursday with K-Pistol. It's a bunch of old school throwback beats like Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. We got Lean Back by Fat Joe. Man, it goes on. Man, we got at least like six good solid tracks where we just remix the whole thing, make them sound different as hell. And you can be on the lookout for them joints. It's coming out soon.
Nice, nice. So, like I says, what would you say your biggest struggle in life has been?
My biggest struggle, still my biggest struggle, and it's probably like just getting over like the financial part of life, like adulting. You know what I mean? Like knowing, like, okay, this is why I had to not get in the fights because I got to pay these fucking bills. You know what I'm saying? Like seeing, like, okay, this shit ain't no joke. And like getting over through that that hump of like not needing to call your mom, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I need this help for this. Like, I gotta take care of shit on myself. I'm a grown ass man, you know what I mean? I don't need to call nobody. So like, that's like the biggest struggle, I would say. Like, just getting over like just the everyday economy, man. Like, life today is just a struggle, just within, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. If you don't struggle, you're not living. You know what I mean? And it's not even a negative way. You know, it's some things that we have to go through in life.
For some, the struggle still isn't over. You know?
Nah, the struggle always...
struggles, and the struggle continues in other ways, you know what I mean?
I've seen very successful people still struggle.
Nah, yeah, definitely.
If it's not in one area, it's in the next, you know what I mean? It's life.
Yeah, whether they showcase it or not, that's what it is.
It's yin and, like, it's the yin and yang, you know?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I like the hat you're wearing. That's a cafe?
Yeah, a cafe. I'm all black. This goes with everything, man. Got all the color. Yeah, you can't go wrong with this hat, I ain't gonna lie.
What's your favorite spot in the area to eat at?
Where I'm born, Buffalo, is probably like, if you want to be like diverse with chicken wings, probably like Wing Kings. They got like some crazy shit like Fruity Pebble wings and s'more wings, peanut butter and jelly.
They got a lot of house sauces and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of crazy flavors, bro. Nice. A lot of crazy flavors. This is a good ass corner store sub too. Just hit the spot. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Like I said, good ass corner store spot. for like a sub or some shit, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. As we were sitting down listening to some of your music, you know what I mean, one of the key things that really stuck out to me was your drive. Your very unique drive, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that shit, man. I don't want to stop. I want to keep going until, you know what I mean, like I hit my goal, like I said, like until I'm dead and gone.
Until you that grappa that says, oh yeah, that's Papa that did it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I even have my daughter on one of my songs. It's called What I Do It For. She's on throughout the whole song. I got her melodizing through the beat.
It's released?
Yeah, it's released. Song Gifted.
Really?
Yeah, I got to let you guys hear that one.
Yeah, that's it. How old is she?
She's 9. She just turned 9 in October.
Is it something that she's leaning towards music?
Oh, yeah. She definitely got a bunch of, like, fuck around songs on there. Like, where she, like, I put on, like kids bop instrumentals, and she just be, you know what I mean, messing around shit. But I'm not gonna lie, for a 9-year-old, she's got rhythm. Like, she don't be saying nothing, but she be on beat.
Speaking feelings?
Mean? Yeah, hell yeah, definitely.
That's nice. That's unique. That's love right there.
I always let her fuck around on the mic and shit.
You just lead the path and let her follow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. If she likes it, why not?
I mean, a lot of kids don't even know what they like until they really get older. You know?
Exactly. They damn near only like what their parents like, for real.
For the most part. Yeah, because it grows on them. You know what I mean? It comes natural. You know?
So they get old enough, then they're like, nah, I don't want to wear that. I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I want to wear that.
That's it. That life is a unique thing. You know what I mean? And like I said, you're doing a really good job. You're molding it. You know?
Appreciate that shit, bro. I'm trying.
You don't ever feel overwhelmed?
Yeah, all the time. That's why I took a little break for a little bit, for like maybe like 3 months, just to make sure I had my family in order, and my house in line, so that way I can't make music if that's not correct. If once that was right, then I got back in the groove of making more tracks and making more music and having people come through and doing sessions and shit, because I can't do nothing. If my home ain't right, then I can't make no good music.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can hear it in my voice too. I'm like, nah, I can't.
You get that feeling, huh?
Yeah, bro. It's just like, nah, I got to do this another day. That's all right.
Oh, man. Yeah, this podcast, you know what I mean? It's a unique one. You know what I mean? It's a different platform that, you know what I mean, offers different variety, you know, and that's where we would like to take it.
Trial and tribulations, man. Shout out to the podcast.
Everyone's different, though. You know what I mean? Everyone's struggle is different than this one. You know what I mean? So it's the whole goal is just unique.
Nah, yeah, definitely. Nah, I agree with you. Everybody goes through shit, like you said, so everyone's got a different story to tell. So it's pretty dope. I like what you guys are doing, for sure.
Yeah, like I said, we really appreciate you pulling up, bro. You know what I mean?
Nah, bro.
Short notice.
You don't understand. I appreciate you having me, bro. Like, more than you know.
Absolutely, bro.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, big things are coming. You know what I mean? I don't think people realize, but like I said, 716 on upcoming music industry blow up. And
Yes. Shit's about to go down. We don't want to say too much, but shit's about to go down.
Shogun, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of unique things coming. If you were to be that domino effect right now to start something new, what would it be?
Like in the music industry?
In general.
Just in general? Shit, to start something new that no one's doing, probably like...
I mean, you don't have to put your $1 million idea out there, but just...
Right. I would say come out with like a material that nobody has, and come out with sweaters that has like this material that nobody has, like this Alaskan alpaca fur that nobody has in the world.
That's unique.
You know what I'm saying? Like some crazy like shit that feels like Buttersworth. You know what I'm saying? Like just melts when you wear it type shit.
What did you say? Alaskan what?
Alaskan alpaca fur. You know what I'm saying? Like some exotic, but it has to be like what do they call those? Many those exotic dogs, they call them like micro dogs or whatever.
Oh, the bullies?
Yeah, it's got to be like a micro exotic Atlanteus fucking alpaca.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Nice.
Like it's got to be some crazy fur that nobody has. Like I'll bring that out. Like yeah,
which I can't. And you get all the animal haters against you.
Yeah, then there's that. Regardless, man, you're gonna get haters. You're doing good, you're gonna get haters. You're doing bad, you're gonna get them. You know what I mean?
No, that was just.
Does
sound exotic.
They're gonna come for me if they like. If you're getting that aquatic animal fur coming for me,
I didn't even heard that. What is it? What is that? Like a buffalo?
What's that? Nah, I don't know. I made it up. Like I said, Lancia is like a water. Like the ocean.
Yeah, you just fooled me. Look at these over there laughing.
You know, like you know the underwater the city Atlanteus. You know,
oh yeah,
Atlantis or whatever. You know, alpaca Atlanteus fur. You know. It's rare. You said if like something nobody has, that's nobody got that.
That's what makes you a unique musician, because your brain can go into a space like that right there, bro.
You know what I mean? That's a different atmosphere, bro.
Yo, that shit's deep, bro.
I reached in a different bag right there. You know what I'm saying? That's some different shit. You're gonna get that here, my man. Trial and tribulations.
Absolutely, buddy. Oh man, you were talking about your team and everything, the Rough Puff Entertainment. You know, who are some of your family right there?
Well, I got Danny Dondata, Daniel Hoberton. That's my boy right there. He's one of the nastiest white boys I know. I spit, man. Like his wordplay and the way he puts shit together, man, it's just brilliant, man. I definitely, when I seen him rapping, he used to do those like TikTok challenges, how they people do the beats and like you cut and you remix it and you rap on the beat or whatever. Oh, yeah. He did like a bunch of those, and that's my boy. I went to Lafayette with him too, high school, and I didn't know that he rapped like this. I'm like, people probably didn't even know I rapped like this. I was like, I didn't even know at the time. You know what I mean? I was ass cheeks. So then now I see Danny, and I'm like, yo, this guy's got talent. I'm like, what is he doing it? What is besides not saying wasting it on TikTok, but I'm like, you could be making songs. We could be making hits with them verses. Like, what are you doing with them besides giving them to people on the internet? He's like, nothing, bro. Like, I'm like, well, shit, man, fuck with me, bro. I was like, I got nothing really to offer you but, like, a bunch of T-shirts and some hats right now. I was like, but believe in the movement I got, and I'll take you to the top, bro. We'll get our chains. We'll get our shit going, bro. We'll get, you know what I mean? We'll get our bust down watches. We'll get the bag. Just have faith and trust in me because, bro, I believe that you're going to take me there if I'm not going to take you there. He's like, let's do it. So then I fucked around with him. I met Tamron Diddle. I've known him since I was a little kid in the Mariner Homes. We grew up in the projects together, too. Shout out to Tamron Diddle. He's a crazy crazy beat maker, man. Crazy producer. Really old school pot and pan type of beat maker, like boom bap beats. Like, it's like shit I grew up on. So it was like when I heard his beats, I didn't even know he made beats. I followed him. I seen him, met him up. Hey, bro, long time no see. Followed him on Instagram. Like, yo, bro, you make beats? Yeah, I make beats. Send me a pack. Man, he says, all right, what else you got? He said, yo, come over. Came over, pulled up the laptop, at least went through like 100 something beats, bro. I picked out at least like a handful, bro. Went home, made my first track with my boy Black back in the day, and went from there on. I'm like, bro, I told him the same thing I told Danny. I'm like, bro, I got faith in you, bro. I was like, I ain't the richest person in the world. I was like, but shit, man, the shit you need. I was like, we can get it. I got, bro, a big, I had a keyboard, like a 12 key keyboard, and he had this little joint with like this little beat joint. I got a real big one. I don't make beats. I'm like, it's gonna help us out. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, shit, bro, take it. He's like, what you want from? I'm like, bro, that's you. Keep it. You know what I mean? Like, shit, it's gonna make our beats better. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I could flow on some more fire shit because you got more keys to fuck with. So he go and takes the shit, makes me some fire ass beat the next day. Boom, tie locks with him. So my boy been my boy ever since. Him and Danny, and we've been just doing this music shit just now. He makes our beats, so. He be wanting us to spit gas on him. I mean, obviously, right? So, like, he's our biggest critique. You know what I mean? We'll send him our shit, and he be like, nah, you need more energy. You sound like you're reading that on your notepad. You know what I mean? I need you to go back in there. And sometimes I'll be fronting, like, that's the rough copy, bro. I'm still got to go back in. But I go home.
So he pushes you.
Yeah, he pushes me, bro. I go home, redo the shit. And he's like, yeah, that's how you say it. You say it, got to say it more like you mean it type shit. And I'm like, okay, boom. So he's like, and then he knows our lyrics. So, like, I bring him on stage with me to be my hype man. Who's better than the person who makes I get my beats from that knows all my words? Mm-hmm. So if I fuck around, run out of breath, I know he gonna back me up.
Yeah.
So I bring him like, yo, bro, I need to be my hype man. Okay, cool. He turned into a producer, to a hype man. You know what I mean? So it's like now I bring him on stage with me, and it's like I like to bring him out to get the crowd in. We was throwing T-shirts out there that day and whatnot. It was lit that day, and then yeah. But that's my team right there.
You've had any other chores than that?
You say any other what?
Shows?
Oh, yeah. I've had a bunch of shows, man.
What was your first show like?
My first show, my first show was like an open mic. It was, shout out to We Make Hits, Tyree Hames. They had like an open mic every Wednesday. That was my first, like, grabbing a mic in front of a nice crowd and not just any crowd. I was in the East Side, bro. Like, it was just, you know what I mean? You got to come through spinning bars. If you come through shaking and intimidated, it's fucking up. They going, you know, they coming for your ass.
And that was your first show?
Yeah, that was like my first, like me performing in front of a big. That wasn't really as a show, it was an open mic. So anybody who there was
an
artist,
show. That's a show, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. It turned for me. It wasn't at first, and it turned into a show, bro. It was turned up, man. Like I went in there, you know what I mean? I did my thing, bro. I went there. People was fucking with me, and to that for day forward, like, yo, who's Shogun Wiz? Who's Shogun Wiz? Let me get a song. Let's do a song. So I've done like damn near everyone in there. I've done features with and. That we've done to them open mics where I brought Danny to them shits. He went there, talked his shit on them shits. And one of my other big performances was in New York City. I performed on a yacht. That was like probably one of my dopest things. Flea God was one of the, I don't know if you guys ever.
There you go in that water.
Yeah, man. Flea God. Yeah, the water. Exactly. That's aquatic shit. He's not lying, bro.
How was that, man, on the yacht?
Oh, man. That was crazy. And then like the billboard was on the billboard. The billboard is in New York City, and I was on the billboard, and it was like dope to be in New York City on a billboard. I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I was that alone.
What was
alone,
that feeling like? What was?
Bro, that was crazy, bro. Like, I felt I already made it. You know
what
I mean?
Did you get like, holy shit.
I went to the spot where the billboard was. I sat there and waited because it was one of those ones where they flash. It come on like every like 5 minutes, boom, it'll pop on. So we waiting there, and I'm like, I text dude, like, yo, bro, it's not coming on. He's like, yo, bro, it'll be on at like 5 something. Sitting there waiting, and boom, it popped on. I start recording, I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I was excited.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Man? Like,
that's
an
accomplishment within itself.
Oh,
bro.
Man, what? Then I was on the, and then I didn't even, I don't know if you guys heard of It's Biscuit. It's like the world's biggest blogger. I don't know if you've heard, he's a big blogger or whatever. And I didn't know who he was. And he hosted the yacht the thing, and I'm just standing next to this guy. Like, it was normal, and I didn't know
who he
was.
How'd you get that invite?
Some people, oh, damn, man, I forgot his name, bro. So there was America's on Drugs boat tour. I can't remember bro's name, but he reached out to me through Instagram. He's like, I see you've been working. I like what you're doing. I like your music. Send me what you can. I'm going to run it through people, and if it sounds good, we'll book you for a show. I said, all right, cool. I sent him music. He hit me back like, bro, he's like, your shit sounds good, man. He's like, we need you to come down. So I was like, oh, man, because this got to be like some phony shit, like some like a scam shit. I'm like, this can't be real, bro. I'm like, why they want me? I'm like, I'm not that good. So I fuck around, go down there, get fly as hell, get some babes down there in New York City and shit, put the little suit on and shit, man. It was lit, bro.
Feeling fresh.
Yeah, I had my team come down there and
damn,
shit.
Damn, I ain't gonna lie. Even just being on the yacht. I remember
when being on the yacht, period.
I went down to Florida and I was going by all these yachts and I'm just like, that's 400 million right there. That was, you know, I'm just like,
yeah, man.
Holy
just,
crap. Yo, these things are huge. Like,
they got,
I could
like
just imagine
million
my
rooms.
Performing out of that. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's,
it, was, that's it, was, sweet, it was moving and shit. It was swerving to the stage. It was like, it was crazy. It was dope, man.
Is that a new idea?
Crazy effect.
No.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, though, man. It was like nice experience. And I was in there with a lot of big names that I didn't really know. Like, I didn't even really know who Flea Lord was until after that day. I know
they all performed on there too.
Yeah, he performed on there. It's Biscuit was the host. He does music too, but he's more like an Instagram blogger.
Yeah,
he's got like a million followers and shit. But he's pretty cool too.
Do you still network with them or?
No, cause I did reach out, and they probably a million people probably reach out to them, and I was like, yo, I'm that dude from the yacht, and they probably like didn't even probably read my shit. But I wish I would have that day, cause I didn't know who they were. But man, shout out to It's Biscuit and Flea Lord, cause if I would have known who y'all was, I would have tapped in a little bit more, networked a little bit better. But yeah, appreciate y'all.
Everything happens for a reason, though.
Nah, yeah, definitely, eventually, cause Flea Lord's tied in with Griselda and Conway and them, so. So that's what I know of him and shit. I did a little more research. I'm like, who's this Flea Lord, dude? His music's similar like mine, that grimy boom bap shit. It's dope as fuck, man. Got that nice sound to it.
Nice. Damn. I could just imagine, man, floating on that water, getting seasick.
Oh, man, it was dope.
Water's mean. Water don't really. I mean, we can get along, but
I can't swim like that, man. Like, I, you know what I mean? But it was dope.
Flying flying in the water. Nah.
Nah, yeah, definitely.
I don't. Bro. Earth, wind, and I'll stay on the ground here.
Stay on the ground, no water.
I mean, I don't mind it, you know what I mean? But I ain't gonna lie, this one time we was on an airplane, it just, the gravitation just took the plane and started going down. And
nah, hell nah, bro.
Listen, it just gives me a flashback every time I woke up on the plane, I'm like, I'm about to die. You know what I mean?
I need a shit bag. I would have shit myself.
Look, just listen, bro. The worst part about it is my person that was next to me would not open the window. So I can't even see how close I'm getting to the ground. So my brain started ticking right there.
That's probably a crazy experience. I've experienced turbulence, but never. And I've only ever been on a plane once, but the turbulence was crazy. I was like, oh, shit. Plane was shaking
that
and shit.
Ain't no joke.
Yeah, man. You never know, man. It's just shaking and shit.
Man, bro. So 2023 is upon us. You know what I mean? What are the people got to look forward towards? Got anything coming up?
Well, there's a show coming up on February 10th, Zion the Lion and Friends Reggae and Hip Hop Show. It's going to be dope. It's going to be at the Varsity Theater on Bailey Street. It's going to be at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of dope people there, man. It's going to be Fat Wop, Shots, Glusky, El Camino, and so on and so forth, man. It's going to be dope, man. It's going to be real lit. Make sure y'all there. Make sure y'all tune the fuck in.
Was that just a concert? Just
yeah, it's just like a concert he's got going on. He's got I should be getting tickets for those tomorrow and shit, so I'll have tickets on hand.
Where would people be able to get those at besides you?
They should have them at Doris Records, I believe. They should have them over there.
Okay. What about 420? You got something coming up there, huh?
Yeah, 420. We got another event out. Finger Lakes Premium Cannabis is holding out there in Rochester. Make sure you guys tune into that. I'll be out there, but I'm doing like an hour set, so it's gonna be damn near setting my own concert. It's gonna be crazy, man. I'm gonna have a bunch of my artists that I know, a bunch of my friends that I know that do music. I'm gonna have them come out and put out a show. It's gonna be dope.
Nice. Where's it? That's in Rochester, you said?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the exact address, but on my Instagram, ShogunWiz, Shogun.Wiz, you guys could tune in. I'll have all the information on there.
Also, you know what I mean? We'll also be probably sharing that stuff, you know what I mean? Because you definitely are in the upcoming, you know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah.
Make sure you're tapping and tuning in, you know what I mean? That 420 is about to be lit. What day you said? Next month?
Yeah, next month on February 10th. Okay. For February 10th, Varsity Theater, Zion Lion and Friends is going to be dope, man.
Do you have any emails or any other platforms that people can follow you on?
Just Instagram, roughbuffwiz@gmail.com if you want to send me some music or send me a track or some shit and see what's going on. Instagram is shogun.wiz, shogun.wyz. All platforms is Shogun Wiz. YouTube is Rough Buff Entertainment. That's everything for now.
If you were to make a huge, huge impact, how would you assert it in a positive manner to try to steer any of the kids away from bullying, you know what I mean, to picking up that you don't have to have an imagery thing to, you know what I mean, to try to, you know what I mean, try to create more humbleness in the world?
Well, yeah, imagery is definitely not, like, having the best clothes and shit is not. I just look at it as, like, trying to avoid other altercations that, you know what I mean, that they could be going through because of that issue. Mm-hmm. But if I could do it another way where they wouldn't have to worry about depending on, like, how they looked, it'd be, like, you know, just helping people out with, like shit they couldn't afford, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably everyone's biggest issue in the world. You know, money's root of all evil. So it's, like, that's what anybody really wants is, like, for the most part, money don't make happiness, but like I said, that's being realistic. That's damn near what everyone needs and wants. So, like, if I had what I had, like my nice platform where I could do that, I would do that for everyone who needed that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, pay groceries, pay their rent in advance, whatever I could do.
So, do you believe that, you know what I mean, a strong man will make a weak environment?
Do I believe a strong man will make a weak environment? No, I don't believe that.
So as if they don't, they're being used to getting taken care of, and then they don't start doing nothing. They got everything handed to them.
Well, then that's different. Like, that's like a whole different lane that we're heading towards. You know what I mean? Like, that's like spoon fed type shit. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not talking about, you know what I mean? They just, I seen a quote. It's not really, it's not really like that said. It's more like, basically, you know what I mean? A person that goes through struggles, you know what I mean? Not having nothing, you know what I mean? It's like it's a circle.
Yeah, it's like a never-ending circle.
Yeah, and then it just creates back to the same stem of things, you know?
Right, okay.
So that's what you know what I mean? It wasn't a really a materialistic question or anything. It was just,
gotcha,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you think that, you know what I mean, if we were sitting here and flood these people with all these things, you know what I mean? They really don't. They're not going to get up and work. They're not going to, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that too. It's like, that's going to make it worse too, probably. Nah, yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that. You're right.
Well, different mindset, you know what I mean? Yeah, each human has their own.
Yeah, because that probably wouldn't help at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, they'd probably depend on that and not earn it themselves.
Their priorities.
Right. Nah, yeah. Nah, you're definitely right, bro. Definitely right.
Well, people, you know, it's coming to that time of the cast, you know. So we just want to take a special thank you for Shogun Wiz, you know, showing up on short notice and, you know, speaking on his life.
No, yeah, man, like I said, bro, I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Absolutely, bro.
This shit was an honor coming here, man. Like, I love coming to the Shack, man. It's dope, good vibes. Nothing better than coming out here, rocking the stage, and then coming afterwards and vibing out with my boy KP, man. You know what the fuck it is.
Absolutely. Every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, make sure you tune in. Trials and Tribulations.
This is Tune the Fuck In, Shogun Wiz.
Hey.
I told her don't play with me, cause all of my niggas be strapping, we step on the spot. I told her don't play with me, you know how we coming, my nigga, we popping them bout. I told her don't play with me, I spent 43 on the cussy and 5 on the rolly. I told her don't play with me, I told her don't play with me.
Hopped out the whip, looking just like a million bucks. Popped out the fit, knowing that I don't give a fuck. I'm really with this shit, applying pressure, never letting up. Early bird gets the worm, so I guess I'm getting no explanation. We running the nation and shaking, I'm patiently waiting. It's hard to be made into greatness. Might have to cop me a Uzi from all of this cash that I'm making. Roll me a blunt and I faced it, wish you could taste it. Feel like I'm gone in the matrix, maybe a spaceship. Constantly waking and baking, sleeping on me, go get you a blanket. You're just as real as the jewels y'all got. You're just as real as the moves y'all plot. We make hits and we can't be stopped. Y'all say I win, but y'all lose a lot. They say I'm broke, but what proof you got? Man, don't play with me.
I told her don't play with me, cause all of my niggas be strapping, we step on the spot. I told her don't play with me, you know how we coming, my nigga, we popping them bout. I told her don't play with me, I spent 43 on the cussy and 5 on the rollie. I told her don't play with me, I told her don't play with me.
Hey, yeah, we told him, yeah, we told him. Kept talking down on low old niggas, so we told broski go fold him. I ain't gotta brag on shit, I don't hold no plug, my face card golden. I just be stacking shit while the packs get flipped, I don't do no toting. Get money, big pay, don't worry about me, I'm straight. Ain't gotta worry about what I bring to the table, bitch, I'ma bring these plates. You ain't gotta worry about how I'm gonna eat, little nigga, I done already ate. I don't do no plugging, don't pay no in-town price, I'm state to state. Ayy, me and Shogun, we on one. Good Zaza, roll run. QP a run 1200, but it's 4K if you wanna buy you a whole one. Anybody with me, shit get iffy, they be around just to blow guns. Shit a little nippy in the hood, get cold in these streets, fuck around, gotta blow some.
I told her don't play with me, cause all of my niggas be strapping, we step in the spot. I told her don't play with me, you know how we coming, my nigga, we popping them bout. I told her don't play with me, I spent 43 on the cussy and 5 on the rolly. I told her don't play with me, I told her don't play with me. I told her don't play with me, them pistols be legal when I got them snipers, you know that they stay with me. But fuck all of that, bitch, I'm lit like a white bitch, just wet off the Hennessy. I must have a remedy, I guess I had bigger dreams, we on a bigger thing. I really started from nothing, they bring me up in discussions, in my city, my name buzzing. I got love for my brothers, even the ones that be thugs. Cause they held it down from the bottom like Jane Queen did for the gold. Just touch my niggas and it's over, I put the town on my shoulder. We had to huddle just to make sure that we stay focused. I've been waiting for this moment, I cannot see an opponent. I got all of the components, they can see that I've been on shit. Don't got a choice, I really lost my own to Corona. Had to put it into motion, I can't afford to be hopeless. I created an aroma, all these rappers supernovas. I told her don't play with me, cause all of my niggas be strapping, we step in the spot. I told her don't play with me, you know how we coming, my nigga, we popping them bout. I told her don't play with me, I spent 43 on the cussy and 5 on the rolly. I told her don't play with me, I told her don't play with me. I told her don't play with me, cause all of my niggas be strapping, we step in the spot. I told her don't play with me, you know how we coming, my nigga, we popping them bout. I told her don't play with me, I spent 43 on the cussy and 5 on the rolly. I told her don't play with me, I told her don't play with me.